You know, I want to get to this. This is something else that's going on out there, and it's made a lot of news, and the mayor responded to it this afternoon. And, you know, she's pretty angry about it. She says that this audio of her meeting with aldermen, all 50 aldermen, 50 wards, that shows a highly charged, kind of very raw emotional environment, profanity laden. There was an exchange between herself and Alderman Lopez, who's he's an absolute critic of her at every step of the way. So it's, I mean, like, we have to have that context, all right? So you look at the audio, you listen to it, and if you have heard it, it's highly tense, and it's immediately after the rioting and the violence across the city when neighborhoods were getting slammed and aldermen were all hearing from their constituents about what's going on here, help us. And it didn't seem like there was enough help to go around. So you can understand why this was a very heated thing. And then bad words were exchanged between the alderman Lopez and Mayor Lightfoot. And she's angry because she says it was illegally released and it shouldn't be. And this was something where we all thought we could speak, you know, between all of us.
Now, like, have you heard it?
Clearly.
Have you heard it?
I have heard it.
Yeah, I've heard it too. Yeah.
Yeah, let's. I don't want to play that just here because I want to get to Alderman Susan Sidlowski Garza. She was there. She's 10th ward, and she was on that call or the Zoom meeting, however you guys connected. And Alderman, thanks for calling in WGN. Thank you for being on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your reaction about this has been everywhere. I mean, if people haven't heard it, we can play it later. You don't need to listen to it again, but it's been everywhere. And a lot of people are saying that Mayor Lightfoot shouldn't have launched into him, that there was a legitimate question there. I know that he's a bit of an antagonist of the mayor's, and he's very critical of her at every step of the way. What are your feelings about both being there and what has resulted here with this leaked audio?
So exactly what you said, you know, this was Monday morning, and tensions were really high. Emotions were raw. I mean, we just literally witnessed our wards burning and losing everything. Every pharmacy in my ward was gone, grocery stores, the whole bit. When we come together on calls like that, there's a level of decorum in my book, in my heart, where you have to have a safe place to be able to talk, to be able to hash things through without the fear of one of your colleagues recording it. I'm really disappointed. No, I'm disgusted at the fact that somebody would do that to their colleagues. I find it appalling, and I'm angry as well. I think I know who it is, but...
Well, who is that?
Yeah, who is it?
Well, I'm going to keep Alderman Lopez myself until I can confirm.
Is it someone who appears on the tape?
Well, it has to be someone that appears on the tape because...
It's all 50
you know,
aldermen.
They were there.
Yeah, I would guess it's Alderman Lopez, you know, but I'm not going to point any fingers, except I just
did.
Yeah,
I can't point any fingers. Alderman Lopez was on national news last night on Fox. This went national. My phone was blown up. Like, you're on Fox News. I'm like, lit for what? And, you know, I got very emotional. I mean, what I saw on Sunday night and Monday morning was very emotional. And it's a moment of vulnerability. And for somebody to put that out there like that is so disrespectful on every single level. Every single level. I mean, it's uncalled for and it's despicable.
So the section I heard was Lopez went off, you know, for well over a minute, I think, about AK-47s in the streets and they're going to come into our houses and all of that. And she, the mayor, just, you know, said next question, just completely brushed him off. And that's when he started using the worst language possible against her and all of that.
And then the FU exchange.
The
happened.
FU thing from him. So. But if you don't know the relationship between the two, it sounds, I think, a lot different than if you do, right? So these two were very antagonistic at the long before this call. So what do you make of her just blowing off his question or statement and moving on to someone else?
So look, everyone deserves a chance to speak. I totally believe that. But you got to remember, this is 50 aldermen. Sometimes these things go 3 hours long. The mayor can't stay on for the call the whole time. I believe that, you know, Alderman Lopez should have been allowed to say what he had to say. But everyone deserves a chance to speak. But in no way, shape, or form, when he came at her with, you better check your effing attitude. And then he started, you know, there was a lot of aldermen that came to the mayor's defense. Because that's that's unacceptable. She's the mayor of the city of Chicago. And, there's times when you got to move on because there's some aldermen that will take the whole 3 hours up and not let anyone else speak.
Alderman, what came out about you that you were upset about? What part, what piece of the audio or?
I said my ward is a SHIT show. I was emotional. I was referring to the amount of vandalism and looting and things that I never have seen in my lifetime. And this was not a protest. This was not an uprising. This was just straight out anarchy. Nobody was there because of George Floyd. It was opportunists. It was vehicles that were stolen from Crown Point, Indiana, Hammond, Indiana. There was people that I never saw before, and I've here 60 years. I'm upset that it might be taken out of context. I'm upset that my vulnerability, me breaking down, was something that I did because it was raw emotion, and it wasn't for the outside public. I mean, I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. I love my ward. I love where I live, and I just feel violated by the person that recorded it. That's what I'm upset about the most.
I guess I don't blame you. I mean, it's being used in so many ways that are devoid of the context
right.
We're talking about. And that's the troubling part. It's like, okay, if you don't like the mayor, you can use it to say, why can't she answer the legitimate question about violence in the wards when she had for the entire meeting there? And she knew that this guy was doing this to sort of agitate a little bit. He wasn't asking a legitimate question, in my view, Alderman Lopez there. Everything he kind of does there is to agitate the mayor. He doesn't like her.
Yeah.
And that's been clear from day one. So to say that she brushed it off or was dismissive of violence in the city is a completely unfair statement. It just is. You can say we weren't prepared. You can say we didn't have enough police to cover the consequences there. I think that was fairly obvious. However, at the end of the day, I don't think that this is fair to use it in the way that it's being used against the mayor to say she doesn't care. You know what? So what? So people at AK-47.
No, I 100%. I was in constant contact with the commander in my ward, and we at Sports District is second biggest in the city. They couldn't keep up. I mean, the calls were coming. They averaged, the 911 center was averaging 2,900 calls every half hour. Police couldn't keep up. It was like playing whack-a-mole.
Well,
they were just going from one place to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next.
Let me ask you from a different direction, because there have been a few instances now. Are you concerned that the mayor might sometimes let the temper get the better of her?
Look, the mayor is a human being, just like aldermen are human being, and people have this misconception that because we're elected, there's no room for error ever, right? There's no room for vulnerability. But at the end of the day, when we take off our hat and go home, we're a human being. She is a human being, and I'm a human being, and I've lost my temper sometimes with constituents because people push you and push you. I have been pushed to levels that I've never thought were possible, you know, and we're human. And this is a crazy time. I mean, we've been, 80-some days on lockdown, trying to hold down a pandemic, trying to hold down everything else that's happening, too. It's hard for me on a scale of 56,000. She's a human being, and I think people forget that.
Well, let me ask you this, then. If she's human, and I agree, this seemed like she's had a few moments where she's sort of shown her humanness, right? I mean, the moments that she probably wants to take back, and there's a couple words she might take back.
To be fair, she has a great sense of humor, too. I mean, I'm not trying to paint her in a bad way, but...
Here's my other piece. Let me just get this out, because then doesn't that apply to cops, too? When a cop lifts a middle finger after all the pressure they're under... Bad look for the department, no question. Aren't they human too? Don't they deserve some sort of that pass?
100%. When they go home and they take their shirt off, they're a mom, they're a husband, they're a wife. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
But on the job, no, because she's on the job on some of these occasions, right? She's on the job when she talks to Alderman. She's on the job when she's at the podium talking about the president.
Okay, so I know you have to break, Anna, but so all 50 aldermen were on this phone call in the mayor.
Yes.
Doesn't that violate the Open Meetings Act?
No, because we passed an ordinance to meet remotely. I mean, as long, we're actually not talking about policy or legislation.
Okay.
We're talking about things that are happening. So.
Well, we heard what you were talking about.
Yeah, you did.
We know it was on the agenda, and there are some things that weren't on the agenda that were on that call too. But wait, your ordinance is to meet. You're allowed to meet about what?
Remote. We had to pass an ordinance to allow us to meet remotely because that didn't exist, right? So it doesn't violate the Open Meeting Act because we're not talking about legislation. We're having briefings or we're talking about our feelings, like what happened on this phone call that was recorded, right? Mm-hmm. So violating an open meeting yet.
Just a minute here, Alderman, and I just want to ask you, because on this call you were very emotional, you cried, you called it a Nest show, you said things, and it was in the moment of where we were then and how many of us probably spoke the same way in our own homes and beyond. But I just wonder now, moving forward this many days later, what are you hearing from people in your ward? How are people feeling?
We've had a couple of peaceful marches. I'm proud of the people that kept it peaceful. A lot of cleanup has been done. I've walked the ward, talked to the businesses. We're going to rebuild and come back. People are hopeful. People are scared. Nobody's seen the likes of this ever. So two of our Walgreens are back up and running. One is still pretty well damaged, but people are starting to rebuild and clean up. So those are signs of hope. We had almost 120 people show up to help clean up on Monday. So that was really made us feel good. So
yeah,
we're going to keep moving forward.
Yeah, that's the only way. And we're all hopeful for our city to rebuild and be better and stronger than ever before. And I want that to be the case. I believe that in my heart. It will be.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Ann.
Thanks, Alderman. I appreciate it. Susan Sidlowski-Garza there. She's 10th Ward.